So first thing this morning, I spent time focusing on the 3.6 million. Still playing with increasing the feeling of it being there. Which is, sometimes it comes really easy, sometimes it doesn't come so easy. So it just seems like I've got to remind myself constantly while I'm doing it, that I'm practicing the feeling of having it and kind of what it feels like to have it, how I would feel, again, my confidence and how I would feel about spending money and so forth. As soon as I add spending the money to it, then I switch over to spending the money and I'm not really focusing anymore on the feeling of having. So it's sometimes tough to stay in that zone of having and how it feels to have it and what kind of experience I want from having it. Anyway, later I took the boat out for a drive around the big island and to put some diesel in it. While I was driving, I thought about the creation of this boat and all the things that worked with it and all the things that sort of didn't. And I thought about what I was trying to create when I was creating this boat. And I realized that I wasn't so much doing the feeling, the experience of having the boat, but more looking at the boat. So when I would go out or a magazine, I'd be looking at boats, but not really putting a total feeling with it, somewhat, but not that much. I was more focusing on having the boat, in a sense, I think, more focus on having the boat. I'm trying to find the words here. More on the physical side of the boat itself rather than the experience that it would bring to me. So, in having this boat, there's some experiences that I was hoping to get from it that are kind of missing. And the experience, in a sense, you know, is that dreamy one that you see when you see a magazine picture of a boat anchored out from a beautiful sandy beach or whatever, and you get that feeling of freedom, of not having to go anywhere, be anywhere, of just being free, that feeling of, I don't know how to describe it, the pirate, just being free. Some of that is kind of missing with the boat. And I did imagine myself sort of working on it in the summer, fixing it a little bit, painting it, cleaning it, you know, so forth. Because I do like doing that. But, again, a person's got to be careful that you don't put too much of it in. Otherwise, that's really what the boat is going to represent. Me sitting it on it all day, fixing it, cleaning it, painting it, and so on and so forth. We want to do some of that tinkering, but not that much. So again, I should have spent more time focusing on the direct feeling experience that I want the boat to bring to me. Because then it's more clear of what this boat is to bring me. The type of experience. And that way, when a boat comes, the other surrounding things, circumstances and events will come with the boat to match up the experience that I want. As an example of that would be to say, let's say we worked at a job where we worked an awful lot of hours. And so, every now and then we look at a picture of a boat and we say it would be so wonderful to to have a boat. This nice, pretty, maybe a sailboat, maybe a wooden boat, whatever the case, we just keep looking at this boat and say to ourselves, it would be so wonderful to have a boat like this. But we don't really put it in as having the time to actually go out and sail it and really enjoy it. And again, I didn't really put that in when I created the boat. After I had the boat, I had to start creating actually the time to enjoy it and the circumstances to go with it to enjoy it. But if we create it through the feeling that we want to experience, so let's say we have this job that we spend too many hours at, we're dreaming about this boat, what we really want from the boat is to give us a feeling of relaxation, of calmness, of, you know, something opposite to rushing around, something, very relaxing, calmness, peacefulness, tranquility, you know, away from the madness sort of situation. Whatever, and we need to find the feeling that we want to experience when we're on our boat, and also the feeling of having the time. What does it feel like to have the time to spend on the boat and not have to hurry, but actually have the time and the freedom and the financial wealth and all those things that will make up the package of the experience that the boat will bring us. See, the boat is just an object, but it brings us a physical and emotional and mental experience. And that's really what we're after. And each one's a little different depending on the item, the physical item we bring into our lives. A big sailboat will bring a different experience than a surfboard. But nevertheless, we want to find the feelings associated with what we want from this object. That way, the object is created and all the circumstances, the coincidences, and everything else that's required to give us the experience that we really want. And so that's why with this boat, there's some experiences actually missing. And there's some added experiences that didn't really want. But I looked at a lot of boats and they had motor problems and so forth. And although this one doesn't really have the motor problem, it could have easily enough. And I was very close to actually recreating that in my boat. Because if you look at fixer-uppers and envision them, you're going to get a fixer-upper and all the feelings and emotions that are associated with the fixer-upper. So we have to be very clear, and it's not easy to always find those feelings because we're sort of experiencing something before it actually is there, but that's the way to create it, and that's the way to create very accurately.